Buddy in that game. If we have that up?
Yeah, keyword is wings. You'll see that in a lot of other
the pass.
Highlights.
So we could break this game down till 10. It's fun when they win. So here's the hit.
Yesman driving play of the season. Passing Sider at center.
Oh, what a hit.
Sider sure was.
He reverse hit again.
Right on Willman.
So the guy took a run at Sider, and Mo's like, no. And you'll see it again. Keyword is
wings.
With an S. Mo looks at him and goes, nope, and just knocked him on his ass.
I don't understand how many guys are going to watch film of him doing this. And he throws the shoulder into you every single time.
Right.
He sees you coming.
Well, Mickey was talking about that.
Did he ever. Look at this hit. He reversed hit him again. Oh, my God. I mean, if they're watching any games, and I guess young players don't watch other games that much like they used to in the old days.
Okay, what he's talking about is like, yeah, whether or not he's going to get called for this eventually.
Yeah, it's like you're not watching film or anything.
They're taking it is. It is a silly thing. It's like, you know, oh my God, Joe Frazier throws a left hook. I mean, he does this over and over. And you'll also see the pass from Vrana, or from Larkin.
To Vrana, yeah. Starting to know where guys are at, baby. Gotta love
as long,
it.
As long as we play Philly every day, we're good. So, kid Brown. Pistons host Atlanta tonight at LCA. Hawks are a fun team to watch, man. They'll put up 140. They'll give up 138. But, yeah, that'll... Yeah, Trae Young played defense when he was four, I think, maybe. Yeah. His... Ball!
Yeah, I saw Cade's comments yesterday about wanting to bring back the culture of the bad boys. I'm starting to think this city is going to turn into a sports-hated city again.
Good.
Look at the Wings. They're turning into the nine, just beating the hell out of everybody.
Right.
You got the Pistons want beating up people as well. And the Tigers saying, if you don't want to come here, screw you. Let's go.
Well, and you have a head coach for the Lions who is a WWE wrestler.
Exactly. That's right? What I'm saying. I
mean, right?
Come, villain city, baby.
Not villains. The best sport teams reflect the culture of their city.
Right.
You may not know this. We have these T-shirts that say Detroit versus everybody.
There you go.
They sell a couple of them. That's when we're at our best.
Right.
Right? The rest of the country, I can tell you because I didn't live here when the Red Wings were first making their run. Right? The rest of the country loved Colorado because they were the pretty boys.
Right.
You hated the Red Wings because you're like, they're so efficient.
It's like they shouldn't be they're good like deadly, this, but yeah, they are.
Yeah. Forsberg and all the pretty boys would come in here and get their ass kicked. Yeah. It's when Detroit's good. Tigers lose to the Phillies 7-2 in spring training. It's over. I don't even know why we're trying. Just give up. Spring training baseball is so weird. Well, it's short, too, because what? We're just a couple weeks away from opening day.
Right.
So they're kind of hustling all these guys in, trying to figure out who's going to be on the roster. Like,
and that's all it is just get swings. Who cares?
Right. I'm going to go there and look for a pitch. No, you're going to swing.
I mean, it matters so little that they just end games in ties. They don't even care.
Which is how every sport should be. Absolutely. So, and then what? I was forgetting something else in sports. Oh, by the way, Michigan is in the NCAA hockey tournament.
Yes. Yeah, they're top team in the nation.
So are my Huskies from Michigan Tech.
Yep.
Come on. Come on, Wolverines.
It's going to be a good tournament.
You duck us in the GLI. I see you guys want to have your little home game now. You can't handle the Huskies coming down. I see y'all laying out. We're number one in the country. What about the team up in Houghton? We don't want to play against them. Yeah. Come on. Oh, no, wait. You took our coach and everybody else, too. So, yeah, never mind. I'll leave that alone. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use that code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right. Phones, tablets, laptops. We've all got our favorite devices, and they're all working overtime these days, right? And with everything you've got going on at home, you need internet that can keep up. Enter gig speed Wi-Fi from Xfinity. You get Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's strong enough to power a whole house full of devices all at once. So whether you're streaming, gaming, or even working from home, Xfinity has the speed you need. Can your internet do that? Learn more about gig speed Wi-Fi and other fast speed options from Xfinity. Get started with 50 megabits per second internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. Go to Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today to learn more. Requires paperless billing and auto pay and stored bank account. Restrictions apply. New Connect internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet. Damn Yankees on a swing being pushed by dad.
Oh, wow. Good clue.
Wow.
All right.
none of the best work, but we'll take it. Okay. I appreciate the clap. So that's three clips, 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year. By the way, today is Eagles Ticket Blitz Day, day one. So when you hear a song by the Eagles, and you will hear one before 8 o'clock, we promise. I would highly encourage you to be caller 35, and then you'll win a pair of tickets for the Eagles tomorrow night at LCM.
All right, I have the stat. Let me find this.
Today is National Puppy Day. I don't know. It is.
Okay.
You got a puppy named?
Danny DeVito.
37% of Americans have named their dog after a pop culture icon. Is that a lot or is that low? And if you've named your dog after someone famous, 248-398-9279 is our house phone.
What was the number again?
37%.
I thought it'd be
higher or lower.
Higher. At least a little bit.
248-398-9279. Have you named your dog after someone famous? Today is National Puppy Day, and you've got a dog named Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Well, my friend, he's got a lab. They named it Ella after Ella Fitzgerald. That's like his favorite singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they named it. They named her Ella. I don't.
Trying to think of what all my friends.
So maybe that number is right. If anyone, I don't honestly know. Ryan's roommate's got a German Shepherd. They named it Mac after a Big Mac. So they just call it Big Mac. That's the dog's
Big
name.
Big Mac.
Let me see. Rico Suave and Louis Vuitton. Wait a minute. 586, you named your dogs Rico Suave?
Rico Suave.
Well, that's pretty cool. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Afraid to grab line one. Hey, Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
So you named your dog...
How are you?
Good, wonderful.
Cosmo Kramer.
You named your dog after the character on Seinfeld.
We did. He was a crazy little lapsu. It fit him perfectly.
So that's what great, I'm wondering. Yeah. Like, you know, do you name the dog after you get to know him for a little bit, right?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Awesome. Hey, Denise, have a good morning. Enjoy this lovely weather.
You too. Yeah, both
of
you. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I was going to say, Danny DeVito was named before we got him.
And we were going to change it.
Yeah, okay. To Chef Carl. But then he came out and we're like, yeah, that makes sense, that name. It's just short and stubby.
He fits it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Totally. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Big Jim. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, man.
So what'd you name your dog?
My dog's full name is Rufus Has a Clue.
That's great.
That's fantastic, man. So explain to everybody the Rufus name, though.
It is George Carlin from Bill and Ted.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Nice pull, Zach. Hey, have a good day, man.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Jody, hi, welcome into Big Jim's house. What celebrity is your dog named after?
My dog is named after CeCe DeVille.
That's fantastic. Wow. So the dog is CeCe DeVille, or just call him CeCe?
I just call her CeCe. It's a little shih tzu.
Okay, yeah, careful on the radio. Anyway, no, we're joking. So there we go. Okay, so CeCe DeVille. Does it act like a diva?
Yep.
Like it's in a hairband?
Yes, she does.
It is amazing how we project that onto our animals. Jody, you have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
CeCe
DeVille.
That's great.
Had a neighbor growing up. What was this one? Their black lab was named Jimi Hendrix. Okay. My brother had two cats, one named Jagger and the other one Meister. Oh, Jaeger and the other one Meister.
Oh, there you go. Combine it.
My coworker named her dog Ben Wallace. Calls him Benny. When you go out to call him in, you go, bum, 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 Ben. It's time to come in for dinner. Okay. So that seems about right then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it'd be higher, but.
Okay. That's fantastic, man. My grandma was bad with, she had poodles and they were named Coco.
Yeah, just a Those classic pet names?
Yeah. She did have a dog before I was born, like when my dad and them were kids, named Sad Sack, which was like Beetle Bailey, this cartoon. Sad Sack was one of the characters, I think, in Beetle Bailey. They called it Sad Sack because it was a basset hound that one of its hips was missing.
Oh.
So it was a wonderful dog, but I saw pictures of it. The only way Sad Sack could sit down, and it's not a joke, would lean against a wall and slide down. That's the only way the dog gets to know. So, yeah, they did name the dog Sad Sack. All right, so Danny DeVito. So if you get another dog, you got to start naming them all the characters from Sonny. Charlie.
Oh, God, yeah.
Come on, why not?
Either that or Arnold. The twins. Call them twins.
You get a big, yoked-up dog. Scott and Matt Hyde said it. Brandy from Joe Dirt. Oh, nice. Nice, that one. Okay. My grandpa had two consecutive basset hounds named after Zsa Zsa Gabor, and now I have a Zsa Zsa the Third. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah.
Do you know who Zsa Zsa Gabor is, darling? Do you know? I like to bark like this. I make the little wolf sound, and the people are listening to me, and I run around, and Mr. Haney was going to do something for me, and then I told him, like, Lisa!
Green Acres, ladies and gentlemen. 622, reeling coming up in a little bit. I got to get done.
Yeah, they're early on it.
So if you've never played Reelin' in the Years, by the way, three clips, 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year in about 10 minutes and you'll win tickets for Blue Man Group if you're the first person to get through and get all that stuff. All right. I apologize because if I play this theme song, it's going to be stuck in your head all day. But there's a reason.
Exciting and new, come aboard. We're expecting you and love.
Every Saturday night, dude, as a kid growing up, this was the jam. Are you kidding me? They are turning the Love Boat into a reality dating show called The Real Love Boat. Singles will look for love on a Mediterranean cruise and compete in challenges. There will be cast members like the... Hold on. Cast members like the captain and the cruise director. You know World of Isaac here on Twitter?
Yeah.
Famous guy here in Detroit? That's Isaac, the bartender from Love Boat. That's Isaac. So everyone's like, oh, they're gonna taint the Love Boat by turning to some cheesy reality show. Go back and watch an episode, or for you, if you've ever seen an episode of the Love Boat, that's all they did on that show is hook up with each other.
Okay.
We all paint this image of, like, you know, back in the day, we didn't have trashy stuff like that on TV.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The Love Boat. You go Google any episode of The Love Boat and the synopsis of it, it's pretty much a married guy's trying to figure out if he still loves his wife, he's going to hook up with somebody else. I swear, every one of these, and Barbie Benton's on every one of them. And now that theme song is stuck in your head all day. Fantasy Island. People flew to it came on right after
The
Love Boat. You know what they did? They flew there for their fantasy, and then they realized they were in love with Barbie Benton. She was on every show. That's a great idea. I'm just absolutely floored that they haven't done this sooner.
Yeah, it's just the long line of these goofy dating shows. They've had The Island One, The Love Is Blind.
But to do The Love Boat. The Love Boat. Didn't they do a Fantasy Island? I know they did a movie remake.
There's some type of reality show.
Okay. So, do you like that love song? The theme song, though? Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard the theme song before.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Not your jam? Not going to be a ringtone on your phone?
No, I just think there's a lot of... You got to explain when this comes out. That's an old show, isn't it?
Oh, it's the 70s.
Right, so it's like...
Mid-70s. It's a while ago.
It's based off of an old show. Most people, I feel like, are going to be like, what?
Okay.
But anyway, no, that's fine.
All you have to do is get everybody from the...
And the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
Thanks, Reed. I think when they had to do that, they went, no, slower and more disinterested.
Imagine going to dinner with that guy.
You know. You're really going to enjoy this new steak. It's awesome. All right. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. What year are we looking for, Sarah?
1990.
1990. Yeah! Wait a minute, you said 1990, not 1890. I just want to make sure.
1990.
I know. We're joking. How you doing? Are you on the roads?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're not going to keep you on air. The roads suck today, don't they? A lot of rain, maybe some standing water.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you tell you what. You got Blue Man Group tickets. You hold on, and we'll get all your information. Be safe out there, okay?
Okay, you too.
Okay. Bye. There she goes. All right. We'll play again tomorrow, right around 6:45. So it was Damn Yankees High Enough. It was Dick Tracy. And that clip, that was Madonna with Warren Beatty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of her character. Traditionally, in media, we just steal stuff from each other and then take credit for it.
Right.
We got a phone scam coming up in a minute. Anyway,
okay.
So, a couple friends of ours who don't live here in Detroit, but Dwyer Michaels do a morning show down in the Quad Cities in Iowa, in that area there, and they're great guys. So, Greg did something yesterday and shared it with me, and I'm like, oh, we got to try this. In the studio, we're on video right now. Grab the bags. Keep them. Okay. Two family-sized bags of Better-Made potato chips. Picked them up yesterday. Now, this is a simple life hack. You guys check this out. See if it works and if you agree. And we're on Facebook Live right now?
Yes.
Okay. So, take the first bag and open it from the top like you normally do. Eat a chip.
Okay.
Just eat a chip.
Okay.
Get closer to the mic so we can hear that. Because we want to hear you eating.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a couple potato chips. They're good, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the original? Okay, now, set that bag over there. Take this bag. Do not open the top. Flip it. Open the bottom. So he's flipped the thing 180. Now reach in there and grab a chip. See if you notice a difference. A little more salt?
Oh, yeah. Way more salt.
You notice that?
Oh, yeah.
So there's the life hack. Take the potato chip bag, and because everything settles to the bottom.
And then it'll come down into the rest of the chips.
Flip it. And that way you get the best chips are on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
See? Try it. I mean,
and then you're right, because then the salt will come down to the rest of it.
Salt is already settled there, so you're getting the best chips first.
Mm-hmm.
If you flip the bag over and eat from the bottom.
All right.
That's it. Your potato chip life hack.
I don't know if I could do it with my OCD, just looking at the bag freaking out.
Does that bother you right now?
I don't like it. It's wrong.
What do you mean?
It's the wrong way. It's not the way the bag's supposed to be. So it weirds me out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're saltier.
Mm-hmm.
It totally works. Okay, there you go.
All right. I like it.
We did a life hack.
Nice.
Now, for something that involved the bottom, because it's all settled with it, because all the bags are set, you know, label facing upright.
Right.
So everything trickles to the bottom. When you flip it over, you're getting the best chips off the bottom. Try that one again. That's the one that's upside down. 248-398-9279.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can just see it. Look at the bag itself compared to the inside of the bag here.
So are we the first people with this, or is this something, well, obviously our friends of ours did it, but is this new or not? 248-398-9279.
A couple of people texted in, said they did, like Amy texted in, said she does that. She also said when you pour a bag of chips into a bowl, like for a party, you open the bag from the bottom. That way all the little crumb pieces go to the bottom of the bowl.
For a little move. Now, I was asking you, like, say Frosted Flakes,
Frosted Flakes?
Sugary cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing should apply, right? Open the bottom of the... Don't open the top of the box. Open the bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see why not.
Okay.
Should work the same.
Upside down talk. Don!
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. So what is it? Wait a minute. You can do this with ice cream?
So when you eat ice cream, yeah. So you know how you always get the frost on the top of the ice cream, all that ice? If you turn it upside down, frost is not going on because it's empty, so it can't go on top of it, the ice cream.
But how do you open the bottom of an ice cream thing? You got to kind of
No, you don't. No. I'm saying the top of it. You open the top, right? When you put it away, you still have some left over.
Right.
Flip it upside down.
Okay.
They won't have the frost on top of it because it can't go on. The frost only goes on top, the ice.
I see you working.
Ah.
I see you working there. Look at this, man. Some life hacks this morning. Don, you're awesome, buddy. Have a good day, man.
By the way, tell Ryan Cracksmith about Bruno. We always went 4x4 where they put those things up back of the tracks over there for the big trucks.
Yeah.
Went up that big hill.
Oh, yeah, right off of it from it on Bruno. He's talking about the jump.
Oh, the jump.
Yep.
Yeah, we used to always be, yeah, right past the jump. Back there, we used to go take the trucks up there, but now they got factories back there.
By the way, hey, Don, real quick.
That was in the 80s.
Oh, that was before Ryan's time. For a lot of people wonder what we're talking about, there's a video of some people jumping a Tesla earlier this week in L.A.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, it's us. Okay. Yeah, we haven't dumped anybody in a week. It's been good. All right, Don, have a good morning.
Bye.
Bye. That's all right. That's what it's here for. Yeah, keyword garage. If you want to see the video of that, but
yeah, it should work for everything else.
Oh, I see. Someone texted in, Big Jim, you bought two giant bags of potato chips because, as I explained last week when I called in, sucking on them is a hangover cure, so you're ready for the weekend. Oh, that's right, sucking on potato chips. Okay, what's the one about cereal? With cereal, you open the box and then take the bag out and open the bottom of the bag. Okay.
Well, so, I mean, yeah, if you're opening up the bottom of the box, you're probably going to open up the bottom of the bag. I'm not going to open up
what they're saying is, for you and your OCD, all you got to do is take the bag out, flip it 180 degrees, put it back in. That way the box is the same way and you're not freaked out by it. See what they're saying?
Yeah.
Would it bother you knowing the bag is upside down inside the box?
No, it just, no, there's another thing of why I don't get the, like, putting cereal in different containers. You bought it in a container. Why do you put it in another?
Detroit made. Stone Soup Project is back. We are building a car, a Bronco. That's what we're going to call it.
Yeah, Bronco.
Because in 74, they were titled as station wagons, and we ain't doing
it. We can't do that.
We're building it from the ground up for vets returning home. Tickets are on sale now, $10 each. You can call Vets Returning Home, and they'll take care of everything over the phone. Excuse me. And we have that number. Keyword is
soup.
And while you're there, vote on the color. We got about a week or two, and then we gotta pick an onion, as the saying goes. I think green and red.
Yeah, green, red, and blue are still in the top three there.
Okay.
But everybody's getting votes, so.
We're going to pick up the transmission from Bill Brown Ford. It is going over to our friend Tony at Westland on Thursday. Joel's going to pick it up in the afternoon. And City of the Week, Joel.
Yeah, thank you,
Joel. Joel Morgan, you're the bomb. So we'll take care of that. Get it over there. Get the transmission work started on that one. We got some guys who are going to do the stripping on it. So media blasting. We'll talk with those guys next week as well. If you want to get involved, stonesoup@wcsx.com. And we got to say hi to Dan Slane. Dan Slane is back. Dan Slane, if you don't know the name, if you've listened to CSX for a long time, this is my 20th year here at CSX. Dan won the second Stone Soup car.
Wow.
Way back with J.J. Lynn. It was the Roadrunner. That car was wild.
Wow.
It was meant when the first crate motors came back from Mopar. They gave us one of the first ones. It was like a 528 Hemi.
Dang.
This is way before Hellcats and stuff. That thing was a beast. A 1970 Roadrunner. And Dan won the car. But what was crazy, in Auburn Hills, the Chrysler headquarters, or Stellantis, the headquarters, used to be a museum there in the parking lot, the Chrysler Museum.
Right.
So we had the drawing there. He bought tickets there.
Wow, the night of it.
And he was standing there, and I'm out in the crowd, and somebody has a picture of him. He kind of, when he realized he had the winning number, he held the tickets up in his hand and went, oh, my God. And someone whipped around with their camera, got a picture of that moment. I've got to find it. It's an amazing photo. Yeah. Dan's a great guy.
Wow. That's
Irish
so cool.
All the way through, man. Love you, Danny. I'm glad to hear he's back in town, too, man. Great guy. That car was a lot, man.
Wow.
The only problem was you had to put a case of motor in the trunk once a week. Oh, it burned through motor.
Oh, yeah?
Oil. Oh, yeah. Oil. I said motor. Oil. Sorry. It was just oil all the way through it, man. It was hilarious. But anyway, so it's back. Stone Soup Project. We've raised over $1 million for local charities.
That's awesome.
That $10 ticket, when you buy it, every penny's going to Vets Returning Home. Think about the programs that Sandy and them do. Off the top of your head, what do they do?
Provide housing. For men and women, which is the only shelter in the area that provides for women.
Correct.
Which is huge. Gosh, everything. Furniture for their houses, food.
Job placement.
Jobs. It's incredible what Sandy and her team does.
Yep.
And
yep.
All on their own, too. That's the thing. All on their own.
She doesn't take government funding because it takes too long to get it and there's too many strings attached.
Yep.
Here's a string attached for this. When you give them $10, they get $10.
Exactly.
Ta-da. Eagles tickets on the way. Listen for a song from the Eagles all day today on CSX. Ourselves, Donnie comes on after. She's awesome. Power Lunch was great yesterday. And then Dave Dahmer.
35th caller, too.
Thank you.
You want to be that.
When you hear the song by the Eagles, which could happen real soon. So I promise, since we brought back the Stone Soup Project, this all started like a long time ago here, my first year here. We came up with the idea to build a car, kind of like Tim Allen did at the end of Home Improvement every year.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And just drive it on Woodward, just for fun. And then immediately we had all these people like from Roush and all these folks offering up parts. And we realized we were onto something very Detroitish. So the Stone Soup Project, everybody pitches in and you build something. So it's back, a 1974 Bronco with a 302 that is close to 500 horsepower.
Gosh.
And this is a real 1974 Bronco, not some aftermarket pop thing. This is a legit 74 Bronco. I don't even want to know how much this thing's worth on its own. But it's going to be badass like all the Stone Soup cars.
Right.
So we found out today that our buddy Dan Slain is back in town. Danny won the second Stone Soup car. Way back when I was producing JJ and Lynn's show, it was a 1970 Roadrunner. And Dan won it, and a great guy. But we had the car, obviously, to sell tickets, right? So one day, John Reap, do you remember the whole commercial? Hey, that thing got a Hemi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The redhead guy? Yeah. That's him. So he still does stand up. He's good friends with John Heffron. And Reap came into town to go to Mark Ridley's. So we brought him into studio. Hilarious. He's hilarious.
Right.
And this is right in the middle of the campaign. So you may not know this, but it used to be that the comedians would go to other radio stations around town. So they said, well, he's going to go over to Dick Pertin's show next. So I think it was JJ's idea originally. We kind of looked at each other and went, take him over there in the Hemi. So we walk out and John Reed's laughing. He's got his flannel on, just yeah, like in the commercial. And I pull up in this 600 horsepower beast of a Roadrunner, this giant Hemi. So we get in it. We're cruising Woodward going over to Dick Pertin's studios. And we pull up to a red light. And this guy's sitting there in his little Honda Accord. John rolls the window down. And God, I wish I had a camera phone. I was driving. I was so nervous. I didn't want to wreck the car.
Right.
He looks at the guy. And the guy looks at him, makes a double take. And John goes, hey! A thing out of him. And the dude, you can see for a split second, he's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And we took off from the light. So we get to Dick Pertin's place, right? And they've got, you know, a lot of people in the studio. They had a big show.
Yeah.
And they had a curtain pulled, the big glass right there in the parking lot. So we pull up and I rev it. And I go, hold on. And I just dropped the clutch and burned rubber in the parking lot, lit those tires up, smoke billowing everywhere. And the curtain snaps open and there's Dick Pertin like, what are you doing? And I'd never met him before.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that was my introduction to Dick.
He's ready to beat you up.
Yeah, I'm going to go beat this guy's ass. So then, yeah, so John went in there, and then I did a couple donuts in their parking lot and came back to the radio station. I remember, like, I kept thinking to myself, like, that was such an honor to have Dick Pertin want to kill me.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely. Made an impact.
I think I mentioned it once to him when we were at some meeting here in Detroit. I mentioned it to him, and he just gave me the point. Of that was weird. Sorry. By the way, in case you're wondering, Dick Pertin is the coolest guy in the world. Just is. Yep. But anyway, yeah. So we're the ones that lit up the parking lot over there.
Oh, that's great.
What have you accidentally walked into? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. Take your hat off real quick. Let me see. It's still there, dude. That's not a hat rim.
Yeah, I bumped myself pretty good.
So what did you walk into?
The bathroom door in our hallway.
So we have, between us, you know, we have a couple stations here. So you go out the door and then you go down the hall, like maybe, what, 10 steps? And there's a bathroom there so we can run back and forth. And I heard this. I was listening to a preview in a sports clip. And you hear this. And that was you hitting the door?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I opened up the door and I guess I was too close to it or something, or took a step too quick and boom, smashed my head up against it.
Well, you remember the song, Let the Bodies Hit the Door?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is? Let the bodies hit the door. If you want to see Ryan's damaged forehead, we'll text you the picture. I don't know. Skull.
Yeah, whatever. Just say you want to see it.
Graceful. Knucklehead. Kelly Rowe and Fox 2 thought it was sweet. That's nice.
That's who I do it for. Just kidding, Heidi. I love you, my wife.
Yeah, look at that. You walked into a door and you walked out a door.
I was trying to figure out the name of the kid's book that I used to read that was like that. He used to just say sorry to everything because he walked into stop signs and everything.
It was a Canadian story, obviously. Yeah,
sorry.
248-398-9279. Did it hurt?
No, it just was like, it startled me for a second.
It made
and
a
I'm
thud.
Like, you idiot, what just happened? It's my short little T-Rex arms, dude. Not enough spacing in between doors.
He did. It was just the damnedest thing. Comes walking back in going, hey. We had a friend of ours where at a party once and at our house. We had a lot of parties at our house. But Peggy Smith, she'd had a couple too many pops.
Yeah.
And we did a really good job of cleaning the sliding glass door before the party.
Boy.
And she nailed it. She walked right into it. She hit it so hard, she had a little bit of blood coming out of her nose. I'm pretty sure she broke her nose. But we had all had so many pops, we thought it was funny at the time.
Oh, you see it too often with a clean window, man.
I know. That's why I never clean windows at home anymore. That's not it, man. If you want to see it, Skull... God, a lot of people want to see your damaged forehead.
Yeah, somebody typed in Ryan's boo-boo. Poor me.
I gotta go back. I wish I had tape rolling.
I'm glad there's no cameras in that area of the building.
Is there some in the hallway?
Not right there.
Oh, damn it.
You can't see the bathroom door.
James, what'd you run into?
Hey, same thing, Jim. Patio door wall. My nephew, I was working with him last summer, and I was getting some materials out of his van. He's a window cleaner. He cleaned the door wall so good, I ran right into it and knocked my hat off and I laid on the floor.
You just look up and say, you're good at your job, sir.
Right, yeah, I'm good at your job. He is very
fine
good.
Work.
And I'm trying to text in that color. I still like that Caribbean turquoise.
I know you do. That we're going to put that under the green umbrella.
I seen Sandy. I got a couple of tickets from Sandy. I missed you guys at the Autorama, but I bought a couple of tickets for her and I got her number. I might go down there and volunteer and help her.
Oh, awesome. You know what? That's a whole other level that we haven't even got to yet. That's but that's returning home. Okay. There's plenty of room to volunteer. Right. Yep. James, you're awesome. Have a great day.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yep, you too. Thanks.
Okay, bye. Ryan decided to take out a bathroom door this morning before the show. Little concussion boy here. I got to find the right song to play here. 248-398-9279. If you want to see it, just text us. Keyword what? Ryan's boo-boo.
Yeah.
Ouch. Skull. Concussion. You've had so many concussions that you probably don't even feel things like that.
Yeah, I just numbed to it. This was a light tap.
How many fingers am I holding up?
What?
Big say.
Everything's been resetting.
How many fingers am I holding up? C. Okay, that's a bad sign.
I've been living the sports break for the last hour and a half.
Is that what it is? Yeah, he still wants to talk about the Red Wings game. If you wouldn't have told us, we wouldn't have known. But you came. All right, someone keeps taking dollar bills. No, I keep losing dollar bills. Hold on. Let me grab some money here. There's your dollar. Is there anyone listening who has been in a tornado?
Oh.
248-398-9279. Which side do you want to be on? Because you won the last bet.
Yeah. I'll be on the side of no this one.
Okay. So, have you ever been in a tornado? Anyone listening ever been in a tornado? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Come on, I got to win one of these. Here's why we bring this up. Big Jim's garage page, keyword is
garage.
There's video straight out of the movie Twister, but it's real. This happened in Texas. Some dude, we don't know. We assume, it's funny how we all said guy. I mean, it could have been a woman. We don't know who was in the truck. This Chevy truck is spinning around inside a tornado. And it's doing, you'll see the video right there. Keyword again is
garage.
We'll send you the link right to your phone. And that's just some of the debris. And the guy is, you see this Chevy truck spin, what, three or four times?
Yeah.
And then just drive out of it.
Gets popped back up from the wind onto all fours and then drives away.
To all our friends at General Motors, Mary Barra, Terry Radigan, Jim Campbell, someone needs to find this person and put him in a Chevy commercial. 100%. That truck needs to be in a Chevy commercial.
Yeah, you think your truck's strong?
Right. Yeah. Chevy Silverados can survive a tornado. I did put the clip below it, by the way, from Twister.
Oh, you had to.
That was a Ram truck.
Yeah.
But you owe me a dollar. Hi, Scott.
Hello, sir.
You've been in two tornadoes?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I grew up in Manchester, Tennessee. And I was out camping and was caught in one. And I was at home one day and got caught in another, and it blew me through the back door of the house.
What?
Really?
God, and then camping during one of them. No real good places to hide when you're in a tent.
No. Just hold on to the biggest tree you can reach around.
By the way, since we're doing this conversation on the air, thank you, Scott. Where's my dollar?
Yeah. I'm going to Venmo you the one you Venmoed me yesterday.
I Venmoed him a buck yesterday. There is I'm pretty sure today they're 1 o'clock they're doing the monthly test. So don't freak out if you hear this thing for a tornado. Yeah, we're having this conversation, no. And then 5 hours later, this happens.
Yeah, and it's rainy and it's stormy rainy, yeah, out. Oh, boy.
Didn't think this through. Scott, well, we're glad you're safe, man. It's a hell of a story. Appreciate you, bud.
Wow.
No problem. But guys had a great day.
You too, man. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house. So you've actually been in a tornado?
While delivering the mail.
Wait, what?
And there's not much. Yeah, absolutely. There's not many options when you're, you know, out in the elements and, you know, a lot of people at work during the day. You know, people aren't home and, you know, it's definitely a different kind of experience.
So you just kept going?
Well, to a point I got in the truck and kind of prayed and then a tree fell in front of me and then it was over.
All right.
Because that was the only shelter that I had.
Can we just say something real quick? You're a badass.
I try.
You are. Hey, you're a badass.
I love my job, so it makes it okay.
Yeah.
You should have tried to just throw the mail up into the air and see if it got thrown into everybody's mailbox.
Not everybody delivers like you did pizza. Yeah.
I will keep that in mind for next time.
Throw it right up into it and shoot boom, 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 all over the neighborhood.
Kristen.
Absolutely.
You're a genius, Gump. Okay, you have a wonderful day. Hey, thanks for sharing that, Kristen.
Thank you. You as well. Anytime. Have a great one.
You too. Bye. That's $2, Jomi.
Total.
Hi, Ann.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Ryan. How are you?
We are wonderful. So we were talking about there's this video of a guy in a Chevy truck caught in a tornado. It spins around and he drives out of it. It's
dumbass.
Keyword garage. But you've been in a tornado.
I have. In 1999, there was a tornado here in Blue Ash, Ohio.
Okay.
And we had just come down here the night before because my husband had not seen the new house that we bought. And it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. And we're looking out the window. We had gotten up early and we were both smoking and looked out the window and all of a sudden the trees just flattened.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. And he said, go get the kids right now. So I went up and got the kids, and all of a sudden, my brother-in-law blew down the hallway. And after it was, we got everybody down in the basement, and the sound, oh, my gosh. My kids were standing at the top of the stairs, and they're, like, yelling, what's that sound? But you can't hear them.
Wow, it's that
loud. It's like they're talking. They're talking like they're really far away.
What would the sound? Someone compared it to like a jet. I've heard that before.
It's a lot like a jet, but it sounds once it hits the ground, it's more like a train, or like several trains because of the rumbling noise.
Really?
But it's like a vacuum.
Okay.
It's like, have you ever been? You ever been to like one of the space museums where they suck the air out of the?
Sure. Right. No, I get what you're saying.
Wow.
Well, that's what it's hear people talk about is the sound of it. That's what everybody goes to is the sound of it. The sound of it.
Well,
it is the sound or the lack thereof.
Right.
We're glad you're okay. That's a hell of a story.
Oh, yeah, we're all fine. I mean, it was picked the wrong weekend to come to Cincinnati.
I was just saying, what a way to welcome you to the new house. Yeah. Here you go.
The next morning, we look out the front door, and I look at my brother. My brother-in-law and my husband are standing at my sister's front door, and they're looking out in the neighborhood, and I walk up behind them, and I said, is that house supposed to look like that? Because it looked like it had two chimneys, but it had gone, like, through the middle of the roof.
Oh, my God, you split the roof.
Good Lord.
Wow.
And, hey, thanks for sharing that story. You have a great day, okay?
You guys, too. Listen to you every morning here from the Natty.
Hey, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Nice lady there. Oh, hold on. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're like, what the hell are they talking about tornadoes for? There's video of somebody driving out of a tornado in a Chevy truck. Straight out of Twister.
Exactly. It's the movie.
Again, Jim Campbell, Mark Royce, all these people, find this person and get him in a Chevy ad like now. If you want to see it, of course, the keyword is...
Garage.
Hold on. This happened in Texas. Trucker Jim.
No, it wasn't Jim.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing today?
Come on. Man, so where are you?
Right now I'm in Lyman, Colorado. Night before last, we spent the night in Weatherford, Texas. We're on our way up to Idaho, and we came across U.S. 281 through a little town called Jacksboro, Texas.
Okay.
And I was coming into town. I'm looking around. I'm seeing a lot of debris and, trees are down and everything. And then I just happened to look up and seen a swing set sitting up on top of a tree.
So rolled through. You just missed one.
I'm pretty sure that this video that we had
before, if you Google Jacksboro, Texas, you'll see it. I saw three cars that were like on their bumpers.
Yeah.
Wow. Look like a teepee.
Seriously, Jim, I'm pretty sure this is the same line of tornadoes that caused this video, because the guy went back and kind of reconciled this video and saw this of the truck spinning out of it, man. Keyword garage. Well, yeah, Roger, okay.
I didn't see that video or anything, but there was several tornadoes that came through Texas yesterday or the day before yesterday, and it was very disturbing.
Wow.
30 years ago, when my wife was still alive, we went through one through Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's amazing what you see when I saw trucks flipped up on top of each other. I saw one truck stop was completely demolished, the other one not a scratch on it. Wow. Yeah, it was just amazing. These two were right across the road from each other.
Well, we're glad you're okay, man. Thanks for sharing the story. Now, you're in Colorado today.
You have a great day, guys. Hey, I need to do a quick shout-out to the last time the young ladies and Greg over at AutoZone and Centerline. They're the greatest.
You did
have a great day, y'all. I'm gonna throw the window down for you and wake everybody up here in the truck stop. So
okay,
you guys have a good day.
You too. There he goes. Bye, Jim.
Bye.
I just forgot. Yeah, it's what? Not even 6 o'clock at the truck stop in Colorado.
Oh, yeah,
and he just hit the horn. All right, keyword garage if you want to see that video. And again, for anybody who works at General Motors, find this truck and put him in a commercial now. Spinning like a rock.
Ooh.
In a tornado. But unbeknownst to us, when we started talking about this at 1 o'clock today, the sirens are all going to go off because we're doing a tornado warning test.
Yeah, during a rainy, crappy day. Wow.
Yeah, you might want to rethink this one. Can you just wait till June to do that? But anyway, the video is amazing. I'm going to ask, because people on Twitter were asking last night, is it real? Because someone pointed out, when you look at it, the telephone poles to the left of the tornado, don't move. You're better at this stuff than I am.
I mean, when you watch this video, I'm looking at it again. There's four telephone poles. Everybody's pointing out the one that's still standing. At the start of the video, four telephone poles get just completely ripped out of the ground.
I always use the theory of, like, the idea about... I don't know what... I'm bad with this when it comes to the mechanical part of it, but if you stick your hand out a window, if you're driving to work right now, stick your hand out the window and hold it sideways, it'll cut right through the air. You turn it and face into the wind,
right,
it's going to move more. There's more area on that truck than there is on that telephone pole.
And,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And from some of the stories we've heard already, people said, you know, one side of the street was completely untouched, the other side of the street.
Trucker Jim,
yeah,
right, so, driving through that town in Texas a couple days ago.
I mean, you can see him start to drive away in what I think is the tornado finally passing that road. I think it's real, man.
What do you do when you leave? If you're that person in that truck, are you just going about your day or are you going home and hugging the family? Right?
You're not going
to work.
No.
You're going home.
I want to know if they still went to work.
We were joking about it, but we're not. If you were General Motors, you need to find this person. That's the most amazing Silverado truck commercial you could ever have.
Right, yeah, at least hook up their truck, fix it.
We should look into that. But we know it was in Texas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
248-398-927 on our house phone. You know that. Kevin, you still holding on? Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, I was learning to drive an 18-wheeler. I was with a trainer. We were in Kentucky. We stopped at a Speedway truck stop, and my trainer was in the store, and I was out in the truck writing a letter, and I looked out the window, and I could see the clouds starting to swirl, and I jumped out of the truck, ran in, notified my trainer that we had a tornado brewing off our back door, and he said, "Oh, no, we don't," and we went to the door, and he said, "Oh, my God." We ran back in, yelled for everybody to get in the bathroom, and the bad thing was the truck stop we were at had glass ceiling panels.
Oh no.
And so we ended up getting everybody in the bathroom. By the time we got there, there was no room for us. We stood outside the bathroom and watched the ceiling tiles dance around, and after it was all said and done, there was cars that were on the left front of the building over on the right front of the building.
Gosh.
And it happened to be 6 18-wheelers turned over on the freeway.
Good Lord.
And yeah, it was a bad mess with the Kentucky Fried Chicken across the street. We ended up going over there and everybody was in the cooler. We ended up having to shimmy the door open because it got jammed and nobody could get out of the cooler.
Dude, what a wild story.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Well, we're glad you're okay, man. Thanks for sharing the story too, Kevin.
Thanks.
You got it. Wow. By the way, so I think somebody texted and said, if there's storms today, they won't do the drill. Is that right?
Right. They were watching Fox 2 with Alan Longstreet, and they said just like you said, if there's storms happening at 1 o'clock, they won't do the drill.
Yeah.
Smart. Just cause a panic.
Windy, rain, and then you hit a tornado warning thing. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, no.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Big Jim's house goes deep into the world of weird.
Weird.
It's time to open the CSX Files.
A couple ways to catch up on these. We're on Facebook Live as well. They're on CSX NRs, right?
Yes.
Okay. WCSX and also Big Jim's House on WCSX on Facebook.
Right.
Or just subscribe. The keyword is...
The keyword's file.
Yeah, we'll send you a link and you can subscribe there and you'll get them all every day because we do them at different times. Start off in Cleveland. Actually, I've got a couple Ohio stories today. Police are looking for an elderly shoplifter. The woman entered a CVS, placed $85 worth of merchandise in her purse, and then attempted to leave the store without paying. All right, that's the shoplifter. We know that.
Yeah.
The manager runs out to confront the 85-year-old woman. She hit him with her cane and then got into a getaway car and fled. So she is on the run. Well, the walk or the whatever. She caned him.
Come here, buddy.
She beat his ass.
Dude, you always got to watch out. How many those secret canes in movies that all of a sudden you point them up and they become a shotgun or something?
Right, the Kingsman or something like that?
Oh, you got to be careful.
Now, if you're the manager, do you want to admit that you got your ass kicked by an 85-year-old woman walking out of a CVS with a cane?
I don't think you can do that.
And then... Well, that's the first case. There were two. There was one other instance later on in the day that they reported. She went home and actually hit her husband. He was sitting on the porch.
What?
Hit him with the cane. Yeah. Yeah.
Again.
Yelled at him and said, "That's for 60 years of bad sex." And then the husband grabbed the cane from her and hit her and said, "That's for knowing the difference."
Good one.
Well, I'll be at the Chuckle Hut until 7 tonight. Second story.
All right. Starbucks. Everybody loves their Starbucks drinks, right?
Yeah.
Well, they came out with a new one, at least for this guy. Matthew Mitchell. What a name to begin with. But he was at a Starbucks, and he got in his order, got in his car, took a sip, and immediately felt a burning sensation go down his throat and into his stomach. They served him a cup of cleaning solution that they use in the machines.
Hold on.
Damn it, Gump! You're a damn genius!
So,
how does that happen?
So they were cleaning the machines, and I guess at Starbucks, they load them up with the cleaning solution to run it through everything.
Sure.
And all they do to tell people that, hey, this machine's being cleaned, is put a cup upside down on top of it. Unfortunately for the new barista, they did not know that this was the... This is what happens when a machine's getting cleaned. So he just filled the coffee up with blue liquid cleaner and gave it to him.
It's called a crappuccino?
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Clean and all his buddies were in the corner just...
Watch this.
Got him.
Watch this. There's got to be a better... That's how they do it. Just put a cap on top of it? Okay. Wow.
Tough one for you, guy.
That's on Starbucks' new hidden menu, I guess. But he's okay, right?
Yeah, he's okay. Yep.
He whistles when he walks, but he's okay. last story, another Ohio one. You'll love this one. Xavier Butner, arrested for headbutting. If your last name's Butner, you headbutt people. It fits. Who did he headbutt? What did he headbutt? The police department's glass doors.
Ooh.
23-year-old got drunk, started playing some hoops with some buddies, then he went to the police station at 2 o'clock in the morning, started headbutting, elbowing, and body-slamming the glass doors. Cops used a tip to arrest Xavier, so they went and tracked him down. This is the best part of the story. When they came to arrest him, he goes, yeah, that's me. I do dumb things when I get drunk. He totally owned it.
All right.
You know what I'm going to do? What? I'm going to have a couple beverages, and I'm going to go headbutt a police station. How far are you going with that? You ever?
I mean, I've done some goofy stuff, but never thought that'd be the place. At least don't pick that spot if you're going to do it.
Second time he's been arrested in a month. Dude's got a problem.
Yeah.
Well, he tore up a chunk of road and actual asphalt from a freeway there and took it into a bar.
What?
And the guy is crazy, man. He went into the bar, and the bartender said, what can I get you? He goes, well, I'll take a beer and then one for the road. I don't care what you say, Mongoose, in the other room. That's funny. He throwing me side eye this morning. Oh. It's cold enough and it's raining. Stop it. Now I feel guilty. I can't look at him.
Don't look at him.
Okay. 248-398-9279. I'm not sure if you want to call because, you know, it's kind of embarrassing sometimes what you had to deal with. As guys, we're normally the giver of the bad date, and we don't realize it
right
after the fact. I'm
pretty sure
that I've taken, before I met my wife and all was right in the world, but before that, I'm pretty sure that at some point in my life, I was the bad date.
Yeah, and you never think you are.
No. This guy, so she met this guy. This woman shared this on TikTok, and he left her this voicemail. Okay. You tell me if this is creepy or not.
I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day. But I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you. And your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you. So I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend. You look very taken aback by my approach, and I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so directly, because I don't really date timid women, because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man. I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to.
Okay. If you're her, are you calling that guy back?
Absolutely not.
Hell no.
No, this guy's horrible. I can't wait for his new movie. How to call a girl, meet her, and then kill her. What a psycho that is. I'm sorry. This guy's brutal.
By the end of the call, he kind of sounds like Austin Powers a little bit, doesn't he?
Timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so directly. Because I don't really date timid women. because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man. I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to.
You will pick up the phone and you will contact me. It's Dr. Evil. Call now on your telephone and we will go out and have a wonderful time.
Okay. See, now suddenly you feel better about stupid things. That's wow.
This guy has no photos of himself in his apartment. Oh, my gosh.
That's a new line, though. You catch me on the weekend. I'm working on a movie script.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is, yeah.
That's a great pickup line. Well, no, not really, because he's getting ripped internationally for it now.
What?
Oh, my God. What if he's really writing a movie script and we're just kind of poking at him?
I mean, I don't care. It can be like you. I said, The Godfather. He could be writing that. I don't care. He's a weirdo.
Okay. Just because of the way he sounds?
Just know how cool he thinks he is.
Well, he is very cool, Ryan. He likes to go out and have fun. I like to wakeboard. Sometimes I shave my forehead.
I feel like he gets to a restaurant, and when they ask him what he wants to drink, he goes, wait, you don't already know that?
You don't know my
drink?
It's
me.
I prefer Zima with a twist of lemon. Do you not know me? Oh. I'm currently writing a movie script.
Oh, man. Oh,
okay. Well, by the way, thank you to Heidi for sharing that. 4.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house. It's 8:43. I am not playing that guy again. Left a voicemail for this woman. She put it up. It's like, this guy sounded like Dr. Evil. He's just...
I don't know if you answer your calls on weekends. However, I'm currently writing a movie.
You didn't date a lot. Did you date at all?
No,
like
I've
traditional
never.
Traditional go out on
no,
a date.
No, I was never like, I'll pick you up at 6.
Never did that?
No.
Okay.
I think that's kind of gone.
I don't think so. There's still date night for people.
Well, I mean, yeah, like my age, I don't think you ever did that.
No, because my kid's younger than you, and he goes on dates.
Okay.
Yeah, both of them actually are younger than you, and they both go on dates. So, yeah, I think that's just your group.
I don't know.
All wearing your Affliction shirts waiting for the next UFC event to come on.
Yeah, that's my
24
group.
Seconds. That's you guys. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Anyway. No, but yes, people still go on dates. Absolutely. Detroit, we go on dates all the time.
I know, but I'm saying if you called your son Ryan right now and went, hey, how many dates have you went on? He'd go, no, we hang out. I don't think we call them dates.
Okay, well, that's semantics. It's still a date whether you call that or not. A Popeye's chicken sandwich is still a chicken sandwich. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Ryan.
So, hello. Are you calling about a bad date? Go ahead.
Yeah, so long story short, my mom, it was a blind date. This is 22 years ago. It was the first younger guy I ever dated. Like, at the time, I was 36. He was 29.
Yeah.
And he was a doctor. He was the son of the receptionist of the doctor my mom was going to. And he goes to me. He calls me up. And he goes, first he calls me Kimberly. And I said, no, Kim's fine. And he said, I prefer Kimberly.
I prefer.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay,
you're done
there. It gets better. It gets
okay,
better.
No, it gets worse. Okay,
you
keep going.
Yeah, worse.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to him, and he says, okay, I'll meet you at this place. And I said, okay, fine. And then I said, well, aren't you going to come pick me up? And he said, well, no, I'm not dating you, and I haven't met your mother yet. And I was like, okay. So, you know, fast forward 6 months later, his uncle dies, my mom's doctor. We go to the funeral. I see him there, and he says, okay, now I've met your mother. He says, can we go out again? And I says, no. He says, why not? I said, well, you'll understand when you grow up someday.
So this dude, nice line, Kim.
Nice line.
So this guy.
How arrogant is that?
He ghosted you for 6 months, but then once he met your mom, he figured it was on. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And he said he was still going to meet me somewhere. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a car. You run into problems if you go more than a couple of years, you know?
Give an address. I'll meet you on the corner of 11th and 12 Mile. Yeah. Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Great call. So, appreciate you, darling. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
So when's the first time you took Heidi out on a date or a hang, as you like to call it?
No, it's our first like real date, I guess, was.
You don't have to say it like that. A real first date.
No, I just
what
think
was first
date? I don't know, a couple weeks after we started talking again.
Okay. For those who don't know, Heidi, Ryan's wife, Ryan pretty much stalked her.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah. And then...
From a distance, though.
So, yeah, okay.
Which makes it better.
Not really.
Somehow. Yeah, so, but no, we went out to like dinner and drinks once.
You picked her up, took her out, the whole thing. A date.
I went over to her house and then we Ubered.
Same, that's what accounts. So you went out together and did that. Did you pay for dinner?
I think so. I don't know. We got pretty tuned up.
Okay. If your Heidi loves this conversation right now. Hey, but that's a date. You went on a date.
All right.
You went on a date.
Nice. I did it.
See, you did go on a date. You just didn't realize it. His cool friends. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I don't even know how this even happened because we were in a dark movie theater. But there's this guy. I used to go to this bar with friends. I mean, it was a weekly thing. And this guy's name was Lee, and he was really nice. And he invited me on a date. So we went to a movie. And the movie, long story short, Sean Connery was in it, and a meteor had hit part of a subway in New York, and he saved some people. And at the end of the scene, he wipes his head off, and he looks at his watch. We're in a dead, dark movie theater, and I go, takes a licking, but keeps on ticking. Really loud, like to make a joke.
Sure.
He left me there. He got up, walked out, and left me in the movie theater because he was so embarrassed.
Oh, Kelly.
I cannot believe you did that. I had to call my sister to come pick me up.
Over that?
Yeah. Nobody could. Everybody was laughing. And it's like nobody could even see who we were. But he was so embarrassed that he literally got up, walked out, and left me there.
Oh, Kelly. Wow, that's a hell of a story. I'll tell you what.
He wouldn't even make eye contact with me the next time he saw me. He was just done with me. He just couldn't believe I did that.
Kelly, it's his loss, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'll tell you what we want to do. So we want you to have a better experience. You can't yell out any clock jokes, but we do have tickets for Britt Floyd, the world's greatest Pink Floyd show at the Detroit Music Hall, April 21st, Ticketmaster.com. But we want to give you a pair of tickets to say thanks for calling in, okay?
Oh, that's great. I listen to you guys every morning. I love you guys.
Oh, love you too. Hold on, Kelly. Hold on. Wow. Sarah.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. So you have another bad date story? We're talking about this creepy guy who left the weird voicemail.
Oh, I actually just shared it the other day on Facebook. I thought it was hilarious.
That guy,
played on the radio. Yeah, he's a trip. He's actually, oddly enough, I found out he's in jail now because it was like a whole scam thing.
No!
The guy's been, yeah. He actually like had classes like on how to seduce women. So yeah, kind of crazy. But my story is I went on a date with a guy, seemingly nice enough. Things went really well. So I was really, you know, kind of interested. My roommate happened to call and he was like, oh, is this where your roommate gets you out of the date? I'm like, no, I'm like, she's actually calling. So he goes, well, let me talk to her real quick. He's like, I really like your friend, like this and that. I want to take her on another date. I'm like, well, this guy's like on the up and up. So anyways, he calls me and he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, I'm house sitting and, you know, they have a boat and I'd love to take you out on the boat, you know, little wine cruise around the lake on this boat.
Nice.
And I'm like, well, that kind of sounds kind of fun. Like, yeah, absolutely. Well, there was just something weird about him, like just your spidey senses kind of go up.
Sure.
So I was like, you know, so he told me his last name and like everybody's Googleable, you know, on some level. So I called him back and I'm like, you know, you don't exist. Like, you don't exist at all. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, well, you told me that your last name starts with M as in Mary. And he's like, no, N as in Nancy. So I was like, oh, okay. So anyways, I Google him appropriately with these proper spellings. And all of this stuff starts coming up that he's a tier 3 criminal sexual rapist. And apparently I went out on a date with a tier 3 criminal sexual rapist who pled guilty. So that was a little creepy. So nonetheless, to say that we did not do a second date.
Wow.
Yeah. So not all of them give off immediate red flags like the guy that left that voicemail for sure. Because he seems very charming, you know, and I was like, oh, yeah, second date for sure. But, you know, no. Oh, yeah, people are creepy.
Yeah. Wow. Hell of a story. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, no problem.
You have a good day. All right, bye. Okay.
This thing that gets you in, man.
Wow. Didn't know that other part of that recording. Okay. All right. Wow. Glad we
got him. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.